Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to join me today as we continue on in a message, The Triumphs of Faith. We've been looking at Numbers, the 13th and the 14th chapter, and realizing as we looked at Joshua and Caleb, who were the only two spies that gave a positive report. And like Moses and Aaron, when they heard the complaining of the children of Israel, they rent their clothes and they mourn for their sin, for the folly of unbelief. And when we look at the life of Jesus, when he was coming to Jerusalem, he wept over Jerusalem. He who had all power to save, he wept. And when a man has discovered the infinite grace of God, the unbelief of others seems terrible madness. Think about this. Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus, and many say that, well, he was just mourning, sharing in the sorrow of his friends. But another way to understand it is that he was really weeping at their unbelief. Jesus wept because he was among his closest friends. He had hoped they would believe, that they, among all people, would know who he is. Those whose eyes have been opened to spiritual and eternal things are those whose eyes must often weep for others. Only those who believe God can understand the folly and the sin of doubting him. And then moving on, the fifth aspect, or activity, if you will, of courageous and triumphant faith is that it rests exclusively in the Lord, not in our own abilities. In Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9, the word tells us, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Praise God. So faith does not overlook the difficulties. In chapter 13, verse 28, the account says, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled, and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Faith clearly sees the hindrances and the obstacles. It's not as an ostrich of sticking one's head in the sand. It does not deny them. However, the important thing is it contrasts them with the power and the presence of Jehovah God. Unbelief excludes God in its reasonings. Faith says, is anything too hard for God? As we begin every broadcast, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. God is a miracle-working God. He's demonstrated that in every page of the Bible. And those who trust in God have sure success, for they have his pleasure, if he delight in us, praise God, and if we don't alienate him by rebellion, and we have his promise, he will bring us his presence, he will be with us, and his power. He is able to bring us into our future, into our promised land. Beloved, you can have victory. You can have deliverance. You can see the power of God move in your life, not by looking at the huge obstacles, the forbidding circumstances, but by looking to him. How is he going to do it? Well, we may not have answers. We may not understand. It may look utterly impossible. But that old saying, God can make a way where there seems to be no way. Look at the life of Abraham. When you think of it, God promised him a child and he went so many years and there was no fulfillment. And yet it could be Abraham, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what God has promised, he was also able to accomplish. And so, beloved, wherever you are now in your walk with God, whatever things you're asking the Lord, not only personally, spiritually, circumstantially, but in the lives of your loved ones, know that God has heard. That's the first hallmark of faith. You know God has heard your prayer. We know that if we ask anything according to his will, now we can't pray foolish or sinful prayers, things that are contrary to the word of God. But if we pray according to his will, we know he heareth us, John says. And if he hear us, we know that we shall have the petitions that we have desired of him. So by faith, Abraham obeyed. And by faith, think of that, he walked on water. Jesus invited him to come, and as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on water. But then he, as we so often do, we look around at the circumstances. We begin depending upon our natural senses. We see the waves roaring. We see the wind blowing furiously. And we realize that it's only faith that's sustaining us. And the enemy will say, well, what foolishness, you're going to be destroyed. And so Peter had to say, Lord, save me. That's all right. Jesus is there. He reached out his hand to save Peter. He'll reach out his hand to save you. Even though you feel you may have blown it so many times, a million times over, yet he wants you to trust him. Remember, he is the omnipotent God, creator of the universe. And if he spoke the worlds into existence, is he not able to move in your circumstances? And so often the devil say, well, yes, of course he's all powerful, but will he move in your life? We feel unworthy. We feel unable to accept the blessings of God, whatever the circumstances might be. We somehow relegate the promises and blessings of God to everybody else, but except in our own life. But God wants you to know that's what faith is all about, that faith will receive what the Word has promised. That's why we have the Word, because he knows we're frail, feeble creatures who will forget. We constantly need to be reminded. That's why it's important to be in fellowship with the Lord by prayer and reading the Word every day. And so, what else can we do? What other active work, if you will, whatever positive action can we take that would demonstrate courageous and triumphant faith? That kind of faith, beloved, will follow God always and everywhere. When we go to Numbers, the 14th chapter, verse 24, we see that the Lord says, but my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. And so, That's the amazing, wonderful thing, because Caleb, even though because the children of Israel, because of their unbelief, that entire generation had to die in the wilderness. There were only the two men of faith, Joshua and Caleb, who saw the obstacles. They saw the difficulties. They saw the in the natural, the things that would be a very great challenge. Nonetheless, they looked to God to say, our God is sufficient. We've seen what God did to bring us out of Egypt, and we know that their defense, all the inhabitants of the land, their enemies, would be defeated because God was for them. And God specifically said, I have given you this land, and they believe God. But they had to linger 40 years in a wilderness wandering while that older generation died off. And then Caleb at one point came to Joshua and he said, give me my mountain. And so he went at the advanced age of 85 years and conquered the giants that were in Mount Hermon. And he possessed the land that God had said he would have. So God justifies fully always and everywhere, those who will continually trust in him. This is a life of faith, beloved. It mattered nothing to Caleb how numerous or how big the giants or how high and fortified the walls were. His heart was stayed on God. And brother and sister, you don't need to fear any evil if you can say, he leadeth me. And we know the grace of God will never lead you where his grace cannot keep you. He is our God, and he will bring us forth into that abundant land, into the promised land that he has for each one of us. He has designed our lives. He has known us from before the foundation of the earth, and he has ordained that we should be alive at such a time as this. He knows every season of our lives, and no matter where you are right now, he loves you so very, very much. You have to just know how much he loves you. I feel his heart towards you. In fact, I'm just going to obey God, my little one. I love you. Yea, I love you with an everlasting love. I surround you with loving kindness. My angels are round about you to deliver you from every evil work. Know that I am with you, and even though you may stumble, you shall not utterly fall or be destroyed, for I will lift you up, and I will cause you to see the King in his glory. I shall cause you by faith to see the land that is very far off, and you shall walk with new strength, with new encouragement, with new strength of heart, knowing that I am with you, and that you will have a hope rise in your heart and a faith to possess those things that you've asked me for. Praise me and know that I am with you, and I am working to bring forth all that you have asked of me, says your God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a privilege and a blessing to be able to minister to you. I love the Lord, and I know that he's got some great things ahead for all of us as we trust him and praise him and believe him in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you for joining me. As always, I give you an invitation to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information, whether you can drop me a note or letter by mail or through email. And if you'd like a personal response, I invite you to enclose your mailing address so I can respond personally. However, I always will confirm receipt and assure you I'll be praying for you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.